Blog Talk Radio.
Kyrie Bill, welcome to the Jasari's Love Show. My name is Isaiah. I have the privilege of introducing the host. You know her. She's my favorite person. Will you please join me in welcoming my grandmother, Mama Jahi?
Well, thank you so much, grandson Isaiah. Thank you so very, very much, and happy holidays to you, and happy Kwanzaa. I just want to say thank you to everybody out there for listening. This has been a really good season. It's coming to a close. But I want to thank the 24,552 people who have been listening to this show. This has been absolutely wonderful. We thank you for your support. And without you, it would not be worth doing at all, because it's all about you, the people, the listening audience. We also want to ask everybody if you could go ahead and Facebook your friends and other business associates and tweet and Twitter, and just let the world know that we're on today live with the Jasari's Love Show. And I just want to thank the Creator for allowing me to have another day to be with you. This is my special way of my spirituality of thanking, being so thankful for another day. Yesterday there was snow in our area, a little bit of sleet and ice, but I'm even thankful for that. Whatever, you know, just being able to have another day to rise up, to get up is always a good thing. But again, just thankful to be here. And as you can see, for the Jasari's Love Show, which is awesome love, Jasari means absolutely audacious, a lot of love here. We're going to talk about business, you, and the holidays. And, you know, we think about the business, you, and the holidays. I know a lot of people are like, well, what in the world do I do during the holidays? I mean, the holidays are here, and does anybody want to talk about business? Does anybody want to talk about what I'm doing, my home-based business? Am I being intrusive when I talk about what I'm doing as far as business? Well, one thing I want to rest assured and let you know is that it all depends on how you do it. For example, the holidays are here, and it is important to celebrate whatever your holiday is during this time. But you still want to do your home-based business, okay? You can still do your home-based business. You can do some things like have a holiday time client appreciation party and encourage your clients, encourage them to invite a guest, and just really, really, really celebrate them. And, of course, when they bring guests, and usually when guests feel as though the clients that you've had are being treated so well, so nicely, with such care and concern, they get kind of curious. And they might want to think, well, you know, if this is the place that my friend or my relatives is coming to do business, hey, maybe I need to come around them, because they're some pretty nice people. I mean, they show appreciation for their clients. And so that's really, really, you know, a one idea. I've participated in things like that, and it's really, really been a wonderful thing. Last weekend, we had a celebration, and we were celebrating our upline in Keisha and Dakari from out of D.C. in our business called Zamzoo, and celebrating them and their promotions, and they came to our home, and we had a New Orleans-style celebration. It was a reception. We have all of our team here, and they brought guests. And it was a very similar thing. It was going into the holiday, kind of in between things, but it had a very festive atmosphere. We had one of our young women here who loves to drum, Sister Suwara Ashe. She loves to drum. She brought her drum, and we had the shakarays. And trust me, we had a really good time. But at the same time, we had people that signed up. We had brokers to come on board, and we had people come on as free agents. So you can have a lot of fun during the holiday, really giving a lot of people the freedom just to enjoy themselves and to respectfully enjoy the time of the year, which is a time of giving, and that's something that we need to remember. I also suggest that you go to as many events in your town, your city, your state, and use these events to meet more people. You know, every time you get out and you get about, first of all, wherever you go, where there's an event, it automatically puts you into the atmosphere of a warm market. If you set up your booth, if you're one of those people like myself, I crochet. I didn't crochet enough things this year to participate in the holiday extravaganza, because that did require that I put some time aside for that. But I will do that for next year, begin, you know, to put some time aside so I can have things for that. And I suggest anybody that has a craft, if you have the talent, and you have a craft, whether it's flower arrangements or whatever it is that you do, you can utilize that and, of course, build it around a theme. It could be the holiday theme. And whether it's the Christmas holiday, whether it's Hanukkah, or whether it's Kwanzaa, build it around those different themes. And if there's some other holidays that I may not be familiar with, I have not traveled the entire world, I don't know every holiday, but I do appreciate the different holidays, you know, so long as it's positive and festive that people do, that we can, you know, utilize those because they are fantastic ways of meeting people. I mean, people will stop at your booth or your area and they'll compliment you on your craft and they'll ask you, how did you do something? And you could exchange ideas if there's something that you want to do to grow, exchange business cards. So it is absolutely an opportunity to really get to meet and greet different people. And, of course, the different people that are coming out to see to the event that are paid to come into the event or whether it's a free event, you get a chance to interact with them right on up to the new year. So, you know, enjoy those things. Don't leave yourself out thinking, well, I'm not going to be able to go there and talk business. You don't have to go there with a strict business shirt on, with a strict attitude. It is the opportune time to relax and enjoy the atmosphere and the conversation and broaden your horizon and broaden your knowledge about some things just by attending these different events. And sometimes in your city or your little town or your state, they have special things that this relate to your particular town, you know. So, you know, a lot of them just got through having the Thanksgiving and Christmas Day parades. And, you know, it's good to go to these things and get there early and get those people while they're sitting on the curb. You know, they're sitting there waiting for the parade to start. It's a fantastic time to get to know some different people and to you can pass out flyers in that event and things of that nature. You know, also during this time, the weather might not be all that great. So if there is sleet, snow, or frozen rain causing dangerous driving conditions, it is a great time to do phone calls. Hey, everybody is home, you know. They could be snowed in, sleeted in. They're just not going out in that dangerous stuff. Sometimes schools are closed. It's a good time to call old friends and acquaintances, kind of rewarm that market up, but also it's a good time to, you know, just call some business people. Maybe there's some people who you've already talked about the business with, whatever your business is, invited them by or something. It's still a good time to continue that conversation with them and to remind them what you do, to invite them to your home or to invite them to take a look at it, whatever it is, if it's online. Just think of those different things that you can do. And, you know, compliment them, you know, tell them you want them to have a great holiday, which I hope you do want them to have a great holiday, and all of those different things. There's a lot of themes that you can discuss. You know, people are, just the fact that it's snowing, you know, maybe you're in Florida, you've got a friend in Vermont, who knows. So just, you know, take advantage of those different things. It's just great. It's a great way to get to know different people and to just to expand, as I was saying before, just expand yourself and your business. And it's just fantastic to be able to do that. The holidays are a good time to continue straight through doing a business, but you're doing it with a very nice blend. And how do you do that? Well, you have to put some thought into it. You're thinking, I'm going to be respectful of people's homes. You're not going to walk into someone's home, you know, during this holiday season with a big screen, anything, or a clipboard and all these other things, just ready to do only a presentation. That would not be respectful at all. I don't care if it's your brother, your sister, your mother. You can't, you know, kind of bogart your way. I mean, I'm quite sure there are going to be some people who are going to do that. Oh, my goodness. But there are other ways, you know. Always ask permission. You'd be surprised. Somebody might say, you know what, I would love for you to do that. You may bring in your clipboard and your whatever it is you do to show what you do, your presentation, and sit it over here in the corner, because at a certain time there are a few people who I've told, you know, to expect you to come, and we do want you to share. So, you know, asking ahead of time is much better, and together thinking of a creative way to blend your presentation into what people are, they're going to be at the house anyway to relax and enjoy, is much more respectful and giving people the choice to enter the room or the area where you're doing this just by telling people, you know, we got Aunt Susie over today or Aunt Jaquetta over today, and she wants to share something. And we kind of, and I've encouraged her, and I really, I'm encouraging you to check this out. That's a good way to do it. You know, we got a few minutes. We all just got through eating. We need something else to do anyway. Be respectful of people's homes, the event, and the different holidays people celebrate during this festive time. And utilize this time to expand your market, but you have to do it in a respectful way. That is really, really the most important thing that I want to stress, is whatever you do, when you do it with courtesy and respect, you'll get a lot more out of it. A lot more people will want you to come and to continue to come. They'll be looking forward to you instead of cringing for the next holiday. Like, don't invite her, don't invite him, because all they're going to do is try to come in and talk to you and corner you or take over your event with what it is that they're doing. All you have to do is ask and creatively think together. If the person is receptive, then put your brains together and be creative as to how you're going to be able to do that. And it does take the person who's the host will have to, of course, be receptive of that and kind of want you to be able to share. For someone that's on your team, it makes it even easier, of course, for them to be able to say, you know, I am having people over for the holiday, and I do want to share this too. Okay, so you can do that by just simply letting people know. When you have a little time, people, next 20 minutes, we're going to all kind of shift over this way because I'm going to share with you what it is that we do kind of like in between after we've eaten, just a little bit of just to put some direction to the holiday or as we go into the new year, what other things that I'm involved in that can help, you know, other people with their new year or just sharing with you what we do. And then we're going to get back into the other part of the festivities. As long as it's not very long, people probably won't mind. And if you have any samples or anything like that that people can have, that's great too. Or whatever it is that you can do. In our particular business with ZamZoo, we have a product called Shea Organics. And just to let people know, that particular product now, you could get $40 worth of that product for just $2. So, again, you could even allow people to be able to go and get that. I mean, that's a treat for them to be able to get something, $40 worth of a product that is organic, is chemical-free. I mean, that's fantastic to be able to get something that is, you know, good for their body, good for their skin, and it's very inexpensive, I mean, but it's worth $40, so that's a fantastic thing. So some of you may have things that you do also that you can do the same thing for, or you may have samples of something that you have if you're a person who put flower arrangements together, or if you've been doing tutorial type things in your home, you work with children, you know, you may include the children in this event and have them do a little sample of what you've taught them during the year. Just a few minutes of that, you know, especially if you've got their family there. Oh, that's just fantastic. You know, do a few minutes of that. It doesn't have to take up all of their time. But at the same time, it's very inclusive and it's fun. And the children will love it, you know. And, of course, the parents are always beaming, you know, from ear to ear, you know, because it's their child. So you can do these here, again, in your home-based business. If you've had children involved, they've been passing out flyers, then it's a good way to reward them and thank them. And, again, let the parents know or the people know, look, this is what we have children doing, and they get paid to do this here. And it's also a tax write-off. So, you know, it just goes on and on and on. Now I'm going to give you a wonderful gift. Here's your gift. Here's your holiday gift, whatever holiday you celebrate. Here's a gift to thank your child for participating, or to thank my child, my granddaughter, my grandson. In my case, would be grandson Isaiah. So, you know, to thank him for what he's done, that type of thing. But just keeping it fun, because that's really important. It is a festive time of the year, and we do want to make sure that we keep things fun, festive, happy. It's a happy occasion. However you celebrate it, whatever you're celebrating, if it's Kwanzaa, we know that that's very goal-orientated, very family-orientated. So we just want to be able to do that. And we have the fourth principle, Ujamaa, which talks about cooperative economics. You know, it talks about money, working together to have money, working together within your family. You know, we're spending money for the holiday, but also how we're going to utilize that spending so that we can bring in some income for the new year or in the new year with some of it coming back to us. So it's, you know, a lot around that. But, yes, indeed, business, you and the holidays, hey, that's some of the best time because this gives you so many things that you can do. And don't forget the mall is packed with people. There are people everywhere. They're in line. So if you're the type of person who can get in line and you're, you know, and you want to chit-chat with some folks, you might chit-chat your way through one of them long lines, especially if you're not Zamzooing. If you're not Zamzooing and you're not online shopping and getting cash back, then, you know, you might be in a long line. Well, hey, that's not so bad. Let's say you're in a long line and you're talking and you're giving out some business cards and you're exchanging ideas and getting people's names and phone numbers, telling them about whatever your business is, then it still can be very productive. It could be a happy moment in line, those 15 minutes or 10 minutes or however long it takes you to be in line. I'm always one of those people that I could talk to people anyway, so it's not a problem. And then sometimes I'm in line with crochet, so I'm crocheting something. You know, so I know how to pass my time along, but at the same time, people are going to ask me, what are you making? Are you crochet too? Yeah, what are you making? Conversation piece, there you go. Conversation piece, you know, do you use a pattern, blah, 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 whatever you do. And it just makes it's so much fun because you still get to know another human being. You get to meet someone, and you get to exchange some ideas. And you'd be surprised how people who do different things, they're like, oh, wow, you know, where do you get this at? What? How do you do that? Can we talk? Can we exchange phone numbers and keep in touch? And share a little bit more about what you do, hey, go for it, you know, and it just makes it, like I said, just much more fun. I'm going to take a few seconds of a station break. I want to try to do this the right way because I always go back into something else, but I want to do it the right way. And again, I am so thankful to be on this station, and this is Home-Based Business 101. And just to let you all know, this was founded by my husband, Sitawi Jaheen. And on tomorrow is his birthday. So if everybody can, you know, make sure you remember that. So by the time he gets back on the radio on Sunday for the Gospel of Home-Based Business, please chat, call, and do whatever you got to do to wish Sitawi Jahi a happy, 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 happy birthday because his birthday is December the 18th, okay? So please wish him a happy birthday. But also, you all know that my husband is very thankful, and so am I, for the 24,552 listeners. We thank you. We really do. And I know that, you know, when we're doing these shows, sure, you know, for our specific business, we want people to join. You know, we'd love for all 24,552 of you to come on and be free agents. But, you know, even if you don't, the main thing is that you are in some sort of business or contemplating getting in a business. And that's the main thing is that you're going to have an opportunity to experience your coochie chagalier. We call it self-determination. And, you know, again, I hope people have put this out on Facebook and tweeted it. But this is Home-Based Business 101, and it was founded by Sitawi Jahi a few years ago. And he's the CEO. He's my husband. And he will be celebrating his birthday on Saturday, December the 18th. So if you can catch him on Sunday, the 19th, please wish him a belated birthday. Just wish him a belated birthday, please. And, of course, you can always go to his Facebook. He's on Facebook, Baba Jahi, and wish him a happy, happy, happy birthday. And none of us are perfect, but he's trying his best to share, you know, what experiences that we have had in being home-based business owners. And we have had two home-based businesses, Movements Unlimited, Performing Arts Company, Incorporated, as well as our Zamzoo YTB business. And we really enjoy both of them. And we have a lot of experience from them. And we're still growing. We're not multimillionaires or anything like that right now. But we want to share with you while we can remember what it is, kind of like what we go through, how it has been for us. And just try to let people know, more than anything, to just do it. You know, Art Williams talks about that from the A.L. Williams Company, the founder of A.L. Williams. Just do it. Some people say, well, that doesn't tell me what to do. I'm telling you right now, just do it, whatever it is that you want to do. You don't have to have every single piece of equipment to do what it is you want to do. Well, unless you're into construction and you do have to have something, right? But you have to at least put forth some effort. And you have to know what you're doing. But if you know that you know what you're doing, then do it. I was, and I am, a dance instructor. I know that I know how to teach dance. And I don't need any music. I don't need anything but a space and a person to teach dance. So I just did it. I just did my instruction in a gym, in a basement, in the living room of my home, the living room, dining room combined. I just did it. And as these holidays are closing out, just get out here and do it. Just enjoy yourself. Okay? Be yourself and share with people what it is that you do. And always, always, always have appreciation. Have appreciation for other folks and what they do. And again, I'm kind of blended in my station break. But for those people who want to know more about who we are and what we do, you can go to www.zamzoo.com/movement unlimited, and you can see our online business center. And if you're interested in having one of those, then you would go to www.zamzoo, and that's Z-A-M-Z-U-U, freeagent.com/, that's / movements with the S, unlimited. And that gives you an idea to do this for free, which I think, hey, you can't beat that. You can actually go on and set yourself up a free site like the one you'll see when you go to the Movements Unlimited site. And you could actually go on and do your shopping. Of course, shopping is not for free, but the service is free. And a lot of times when you use it, you can get free shipping and handling in a lot of cases. Fantastic online discounts. And like I told you already about Shea Organics, oh my goodness, $40 worth of merchandise for $2, people, please. And, you know, you can also go to restaurant.com and check out what they have as far as they have discounts. You have to Facebook Baba Jahi to find out the code number for that. But I just wanted to share with you these different things, you know, and just, you know, just experience these different things. That's a giveaway. That's a giveaway. www.zamzoofreeagent.com/movementsunlimited. Here it is, holiday time, and I'm actually giving you a free business. It is actually a free business. And you can earn up to 30% of the commissions paid to the vendors. And that money is not a lot of money as far as you say, well, goodness, I'm only going to get $2.30 here and 75 cents there. But you know what? You can invite other folks to shop on that site. And they could live anywhere. They could live in Canada. They could live in Puerto Rico, Guam. They could live in Hawaii. They could be in the military, and they're shopping on your site that you've named, whatever name you want. The name of my site is Movements Unlimited. I have another one called Freedom's Door. And they can shop on that site, and they're going to get cash back, and you're going to get the commissions, 30% of the commissions paid to the vendor. Now, if you've got a couple of hundred people shopping on there, oh, well, okay, now 75 cents may mean a little bit more money. And all this here is a gift to whoever is listening. This is our gift to you for the holidays. It's one we could give all year long, but as the year ends, this is what we can give to you, okay? And so it's not going to hurt you. It's not going to cost you anything. And you can just kind of get a feel for being able to shop and see what that's like and call some friends and family up and see what it feels like to get some extra money coming in just because they went shopping on your site. They're going to go shopping anyway. You all know that. And you might, you know, you might be doing somebody a favor, keeping them out of a long line. Some people, their feet hurt, their legs hurt, and everything's hurting them. Here they are, this long line. So, you know, you can bless them that way by keeping them out of that long line. We only have a few minutes remaining, 6 minutes. And I want to make sure I stop in 4 minutes so that I can hear all the music that the gentleman has put together for us to close out the show. But as this holiday is progressing, the main thing is enjoy it. Be respectful of people's homes and events. If you want to share something, just do it in a very nice way. We don't have to compete with other folks. We're just sharing. Enjoy it. Go to the events. If there are any more parades going on this weekend, then go to them and pass out your flyers and things. If there are any type of holiday, other gatherings in your community, your city, go to them. If it's something that you would have had set up ahead of time, get the paperwork done, and go and set up your table, your booth, and just have fun with it. And one last thing, if you have a team of people, then work with that team of people. And then it makes it so much more easier to get it done by working with a team of people. And as I close out, I want to close out also a memory of the wonderful, great Joy Sabira. I did have an opportunity to meet him. My husband brought him to Baltimore back in the late 1990s, I believe, is when he brought him. And my meeting of him was very brief, but it was very important that my husband brought him to Baltimore City at that time, Lyndhurst Elementary School to be exact. And it was on a Saturday, and I will never forget that. My husband was so excited to meet and to do business with Mr. George Sabira, and we still have his books. And we just want to, you know, pay tribute to him. My husband will be doing that on Sundays, the Gospel of Home-Based Business 101. So, you know, take a moment of silence out because he really gave a lot to help African-American people. We know there are a lot of people on this line that may not be of African-American people, but we want all people to succeed. And we do anyway, the Jahis do. And so he put out some books to help African-American people understand the importance of being able to sell and being able to have businesses, home-based businesses, as well as brick and mortar. But we concentrate on the home-based business. So I'm going to close out with that. It is your time, it's my time, it is our time. And I guess it was just George Sabira's time. But he did a lot in the time that he gave on this earth, and we're thankful for that. This is Jasari's Love signing off. Have a wonderful holiday. I think I'll be talking to you before the holiday. But have a wonderful time up until the time I get a chance to talk to you again. And I'm trying to look for the music now that I'm all ready to do it. But we just want you to know that it's my time, and it's your time. It's our time. So enjoy your time and get the most out of it. Yes, you can do business. You, business in the holidays, oh, yes. Enjoy it, enjoy it, enjoy it. It's my time.
We hope you enjoyed the Success Songs original composition. For music and words that create powerful moments in your day, go to successsongs.com and hear life from a higher vibration.